When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was preaching Krishna consciousness around India and meeting different scholars and philosophers and Gnostics and Pashandis and Mayavadis and Tapavadis and Maya Bodhis, Maya Bodies, people that absorb the illusion of their body, Maya Body and Maya Vadi, Maya Bod and Maya Body. Maybe a little less or more. You like it like this?
Yeah, for some time.
It's your choice. So he would actually preach in very, of course, very perfect logical manner, and citing all kinds of shastric verses to back up what he said. Basically, it's very simple. For example, when he met some Shiva bhaktas, or so many Shiv bhaktas, well, no, they're really, you can't use the word bhakta for Shiva, but they do. But our Srila Prabhupada said the word bhakti is only, there's only such a thing as Vishnu bhakti, because bhakti means you don't want anything. Shiv bhaktas want something. Shiv, so-called bhaktas. Let's just say Shiv, or Shiv upasaks, or upasakas, or Indra upasakas, or anybody, or Devi, or worshippers, or upasakis, or whatever. They want something. Dhanam dehi, janam dehi. Right? They want money. They want to win the office. They want to get by, they want to pass their grades. They want a husband. Pati dehi. Right? Nanda gopasutam dehi. Kurute namaha. Nanda gopasutam. Kurute namaha. They want something. Young unmarried girls, they worship Shiva. Why? For nothing? Just to please Lord Shiva, they worship him? No. Do they go after they're married? Sometimes, out of gratitude, usually not. They got what they wanted. So they're really, they can't, it's an, what's it called, oxymoron? I think it's called oxymoron. Oxymoron means something that doesn't exist. A sky flower. Have you ever seen a sky flower? There's no such thing as flowers growing in the sky. Horses' eggs. You ever seen horses' eggs? Yes? They don't exist. So this is called an oxymoron. It's an impossibility. So it's an impossibility to have a Shiv Bhakta. Many people say, oh, he's a Shiv Bhakta. You've heard? He's a Shiv Bhakta. Oh, he's very devout. He's very devoted to Lord Shiva. Impossible. There's no such thing. Devotion means bhakti. Bhakti means bhajate, worshipping. And worship is ahoitaki apratiyata. Anyabhilashita shunyam, gyanakarmadi namritam. It's without any aspiration. If you want anything, if you want dhanam, if you want janam, you want sundaram, then you're not a bhakta. Bhakti means, bhakti is only, Prabhupada said time and again, bhakti means Vishnu bhakti, Krishna bhakti, Ram bhakti. You can be a Ram bhakti, yes. You can be a Vishnu bhakti, yes. You can be a Krishna bhakti, yes. But no other, it's all bogus. Because a bhakta doesn't want anything. What does Lord Chaitanya say? Nadana najanam nasundaram kavidam ba jagadisha kame mama janmane janmaneshvare bhavatad bhaktir ahoy tuki twayi. Ahoy tuki, no cause, no benefit, no dividends, no pay, no business. It's not marriage. Marriage is business. Remember, bhakti is not marriage. Marriage means mirage. You know what mirage is? It's called Mriga Trishna. A deer, Mriga means deer, Trishna means thirst. The thirst of a deer. A deer is so foolish and stupid that it sees it's somehow trapped or wandered. There's a forest fire and the forest burned down and the deer was wandering and he left the forest region and came to a desert region. And he's very, very thirsty, burning in thirst after the whole forest burned down. He's searching, no more forest, now he's trapped in the desert. He looks in the hot sun and the radiation of the heat waves radiating off the desert floor appear to be an oasis. It appears to be a big lake of water surrounded by date palms and coconut trees. That's called a mirage. Water in the desert. So he thinks foolishly, I will slake my thirst by running into the to drink in that oasis of water. There is no water, there is no oasis, it's a desert. That's called mirage. It's called Mriga Trishna. The deer is thinking he can satisfy his thirst, Trishna, by the water in the desert. So that's called mirage. It's a French word. Mirage is in English. Mirage means it's an illusion. It doesn't exist. So that's why marriage is a mirage. We think we'll satisfy our thirst for sex life and happiness through sex life and a partner. I want a partner, a life's partner, a soul partner, a friend, a guide, someone to cry on, lie on, and die on. I want someone to cry on, lie on, and die on. Right? I want to cry on their shoulder, lie on their whatever, and die holding their hand. That's what people do. I've seen many old people die. The wife cries on the shoulder of the man cries on the shoulder of the wife. They lie on top of each other, and then they hold each other's hand when they die. It's okay, I'll be with you next life. This is called Mriga Trishna. I think I'll satisfy... That's why you can't satisfy your thirst with the mirage. You can't satisfy your thirst for love or happiness in marriage, because marriage means mirage. Mriga Trishna. We think we'll satisfy our thirst there. But what is it? You know, just like it's the mentality of a deer. When we're thinking actually before we're married, we're thinking, I want someone to cry on, to lie on, to die on. Right? That's what happens in marriage. We lie on each other, we cry on each other's shoulder, and we hold each other's hand when we die.